Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At the end of the day, we don't want to have that feeling that we had there last year, you know, and we know our season ended there last year, and now we have to do everything in our power to put our foot forward and make sure that it doesn't end there this year. And that's our main goal, is to go out there and win one game as it is theirs. But again, it's two really good football teams going at it, and you know, I'm sure they're excited for the opportunity as we are. Not many teams are playing this late in the season, so to be playing meaningful games like this in January, it's all you can ask for.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Playoffs, and Aaron, we just heard from Josh Allen there, coming off of one of the great performances we've ever seen in the playoffs. I went back and just looked at what he did again. It's crazy how good he was on Saturday. It looked like a man playing against boys, and that was Bill Belichick's defense. That was remarkable.
It really was. So you think the confidence, the momentum, surely they can go into Arrowhead. And I feel like this game for me is similar to Rams at Bucks. Like, I would not be surprised if the Bills pull off the upset in this one. Of course, what's the line at now? Did it move or is it -2 still?
So I think we're at, last time I saw it, it was at 1.5. Chiefs favored by 1.5.
Yeah, so obviously by the line, the books are expecting the same. This is a tough one for me. It really is. Got the Bills in a teaser, but I think this will be a higher scoring game. I mean, at the end of the day, it's hard to bet against Mahomes and the weapons that he has. Andy Reid.
Yes. So when the week started, my first thought was Bills, and I was going to take the Bills. Now I've already settled on the Bills in a teaser. I got them up to 8.5. When it was 2.5, I took the Bills, and I feel good about that. I think I'm more comfortable betting the Rams and Bills in teasers than I am to just win, to just on the spread, just take the points, because it's the numbers are so short. It is hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. But you look at these two quarterbacks, like I almost think, are we underrating Mahomes now because of what Allen did last week? Like, Patrick Mahomes on Sunday night, he had 5 touchdowns. And we haven't even talked about Mahomes this week. I mean, Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is unbelievable. Outside of what happened in the Super Bowl last year, he doesn't lose in the playoffs. He always plays great in the playoffs. I almost feel like we're almost underrating Mahomes now because of Allen. It's like, they still have Patrick Mahomes on that side. He's the best young quarterback in the league.
And also, like, the Chiefs have been hot in the second half of the season. And so maybe people are thinking, like, oh, it's the same. It's not the same Chiefs team because of what they saw earlier, but they really did get things going. And I feel like they're playing their best football when it matters most. And for me, I don't know. I could just see some of the Chiefs players having a big game. And I do have a Bills Super Bowl future, so I'm really torn on this one, you know. I think the Chiefs probably win, but I don't know.
I don't
either. Got Joe O on the phone.
Joe?
Yeah, we're doing this?
You're here. We're here. What's up?
I guess. I mean, Yeah, it sounds like we're kind of talking ourselves into a pretzel here. Where we were in the beginning of the week, as the more people we talk to and the more we look at the game, kind of looking at the other side. I mean, that's what makes divisional weekend so challenging. Any of these underdogs could win outright. And it is kind of strange to see that there's been so much money going against Patrick Mahomes when the number is inside of a field goal. Because historically, that's when you bet Pat Mahomes. When the market's against him, you jump in. And he's at Arrowhead and it's less than a field goal. But everything the Bills did this offseason was for this moment. And then right before the big moment, the de facto AFC Championship game, if you want to call it that, what happened? They had the best game they've ever played. Daboll, McDermott, of course Josh Allen, they all pitched a perfect game. So are we looking at like they can't repeat that? That's not possible, which probably will never happen again. Or, okay, they're ready. They're in tune. They are set to meet the moment. Because everything they did in the offseason, every move, how they've increased their pressure rate so much to have the highest in the NFL to attack Mahomes has been for this moment. And I think they're going to meet that moment. I expect the Bills to go into Arrowhead, win outright, and play in the AFC title game.
So let me throw something at you guys, because we talked through this game and I think we all think this is kind of a de facto AFC championship game, just based on the matchup, the players, the teams, what the other side of the bracket looks like. Joe, let me ask you this. I just thought of this angle. You mentioned there the Bills, everything they've done from last AFC title game to now is to beat the Chiefs. It's how they built their team. It's what they really designed their franchise for. I think we all kind of like Tennessee in the other game. Is there any value to Tennessee right now to win the AFC? Because here's my wonder on this. If the Bills win, can they – I wonder if there's a little letdown next
again.
Week. Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, I know it's the AFC title game, and, like, how do you not get up for that? You're one win for the Super Bowl. But this almost feels like the AFC title game for them. If they win, can they get back up on the road again next week against the Titans?
Yeah, we've got the number one seed, the team with home field, and – are they the third favorite in their conference?
Yep, they are.
But isn't that somewhat justified on some level? Because if you buy into DVOA at all, it's the worst we've ever seen out of a one seed. And we have confidence that Derrick Henry is going to be just fine. Well, we don't know. The better quarterback in the field in that matchup, it's the way we've talked ourselves into it, we're not giving Cincinnati much of a chance, and that's kind of dangerous to not give Joe Burrow much of a chance, because the Bengals are going to have the best quarterback on that field. So, but your question is about the Titans. Yeah, we underrate them constantly. Vrabel's still underrated as a head coach. Defensively, to close the season, they were really strong. I mean, you could make a case that of all the teams that are still alive at the tail end, if I'm looking at their last 6 weeks, they had the best defense. They're number three in EPA per play. They're number two in success rate. Best among all playoff teams still alive. So how is Joe Burrow going to handle that? How's he going to handle going against the best safety in the game? Some of the pass rushers, Mayfield, Landry, Autry, Simmons at you. So I understand why people are down big picture-wise with the Titans. Now, in this specific matchup, they should be good. Now, hey, I'm going to get the dog next week, but I believe I'm going to get the team that's in the AFC title game with home field. Yeah, there's a little bit of value since they are the third favorite. I think I took them in the draft, and the only reason was because of the number, not that I thought they were one of the top two teams in the AFC.
Yeah, let's talk about that game, Aaron. Bengals-Titans Saturday afternoon is the first game of division round weekend. The Titans are giving 3.5 points. The total on the game is 47. The weird part is when you have such conviction when there's such a quarterback mismatch. I feel good about the Titans. Yet Joe just said it, like we're going against Joe Burrow. The better quarterback is on the other side. You worried about Joe Burrow and betting against him, Aaron? I am a little bit.
You know, the Bengals looked really good last week. They're riding high. Joe Burrow's smoking cigars. He's got his swag, but they're going to have to step up their game. That was the Raiders, not the Titans, who are also getting Derrick Henry back. Yeah. Also, Titans coming off a bye. We talked about Vrabel with 8+ days of rest. The Bengals were outgained, and sometimes I guess you could make the argument outplayed by the Raiders last week, but they were able to make enough big plays to win that game. So I think in this one as well, I think the Bengals will have to strike early, make the Titans play from behind, and make them very uncomfortable at home. But I just think with the Bengals' injuries, the Titans have more advantages here, and I'm on the Titans. I like the Titans in this one, and maybe even the over as well, but I haven't bet on that yet.
Yeah, the matchup all points, Joe, to the Titans. I mean, a lot of things are going their way. The Bengals' run defense has not been as good the last, 4 or 5 weeks that it was earlier in the season. Now Derrick Henry. I mean, Josh Jacobs, we talked about it earlier in the week. If the Raiders kept feeding him, that might have been a different game. You know, if Henry feels himself, this game could be trouble for the Bengals. Like, they could get down and then not get the ball back.
We're talking like this would be the most shocking result of the weekend, maybe because it's the second largest point spread. It's above a field goal. But just based on what we've seen, would we really be shocked if Burrow Chase connection lines up for a couple of touchdowns and the Bengals get out in front? They're not chasing. Now the Titans, if they fall back a couple of scores, it's tough for them, just the way that team is built. So the Bengals walk in there, take a lead in the first, second quarter, maybe by a couple of scores. They're all of a sudden sitting pretty. I don't think it would be the most shocking result if Cincinnati just keeps this rolling and they pull off the upset. But, I mean, hey, we talked about it all week. All three of us are on the Titans, which is quite scary. Just there's too many matchups in favor of Tennessee, the team with all the rest. But that's how impactful Joe Burrow is. And that's what one of the good quarterbacks can be. If he's not there already, he's going to be viewed as a top five guy very soon. And he's that good. He's that good that he can take them on the road and win a playoff game. But again, it's just too much going against them at this stage. Now, moving forward, Burrow's going to be the most popular MVP vote next year or bet next year. And there's going to be a lot of people placing futures on them to win the AFC North, win the AFC, and win the Super Bowl moving forward.
As there should be. But in this spot, it's interesting because they won last week. Titans rested last week. And you brought up, Aaron, the Mike Vrabel stat that we threw out in the show yesterday. It's unbelievable. You give him more 8 or more days to prepare, he doesn't lose. And it's not like they just have won. I mean, they're winning these games by an average of 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's just blowing the doors off of teams. And teams don't score against the Titans when Vrabel has extra time to prepare. That would worry me if I was on the Bengals.
Yeah, because that's the key, right? Bengals got to get off to a great start. And if Vrabel's got all this extra time to game plan, another advantage for the Titans here. Coaching advantage for sure. Obviously, the quarterbacks, we all like Burrow over Tannehill. But I think the Bengals' injuries, too. It's too bad for them, but that also is big for the Titans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
So, Joe, you mentioned this, the surprise here. How would we rank these as upsets? You know, and none of these are big numbers, right? Six is the biggest number. There's no 8.5. There's no 12 this week. There's no significant underdogs. We're talking about a divisional round weekend. But if you had to rank the potential money line upsets, as maybe Aaron puts in a money line parlay as we say this, underdog money line parlay. If you had to rank them, what would you say the most surprising one would be? Would it be the Bengals or would it be the Niners?
So, yeah, another way of looking at that, do the odds have it right? So the least surprising, according to the odds, would be Buffalo. Then it would be the Rams, followed by Cincinnati and San Francisco. Is that order how we would look at it? If we look at probability, the odds have it right. Okay, I'll agree with them there. But okay, what about the long shot? Now, we don't know about the health of Jimmy Garoppolo. Are the Niners the long shot to pull off the upset? The matchup is made for them. They've done this in the past. The strong running game going against the weak rush defense. We know it's Aaron Rodgers and Lambeau at night. That's always going to be very challenging. But matchup-wise, San Francisco with their run game, keeping Rodgers on the sideline as much as possible, I have a hard time saying that the long shot that probably is not going to happen is San Francisco upsetting Green Bay just based on the matchup. I know what I just said about Joe Burrow, but because of the issues going on with that Bengals defensive line and offensive line, so they're in the trenches, I would have the Bengals as a long shot to pull off the upset.
Yeah, all things being equal, I think in a different week, a different time, the Niners could certainly beat the Packers. I mean, they beat them three straight times anyway before this year. I mean, Rodgers has lost in the playoffs to the Niners before. He's lost to Shanahan before. So the one thing that I think not being talked about enough this week, we do this in the regular season. Maybe we're more focused on schedules and trends. This is the Niners' third straight road game. I mean, that's a killer historically in the NFL. And now they're doing it with everything on the line, right? They were in the Rams the last week of the season, in Dallas, now in Green Bay. That feels like a big deal. It's late in the season, three straight road games. Feels like a lot to overcome.
Yeah. It is, but we take that into account when it's the postseason. Now, the killer there for San Francisco really has to be the home field for Green Bay. I mean, we've talked to bookmakers on this show that believe that Lambeau Field is the biggest home field in the National Football League, and now they get the extra rest, extra time to prepare with what we think is a quality coaching staff as well. I mean, I understand most people will say advantage Shanahan. Look at the history. He's going against LaFleur. Where are all your playoff wins? Okay, could be a good coach, but it hasn't happened yet. I don't know. I wouldn't sell the Green Bay coaching staff short with extra time to prepare for this specific spot. And the big question is, on the Packers side, all of those players that we've been hearing about for so long, are they going to be healthy, good enough to go? Are they 100%? And what are they going to be able to do against the run? When you start to line up some of these numbers, DVOA rush defense, Packers are 28. Early downs, they're terrible. They're bottom three, bottom four against.
Yeah, they can't stop the run. That could be an issue early in this game. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sports. Let's dive into some props on the other side, right here on the BetQL Network.